Hey, Dr. Clark here. We're going to talk about early Alzheimer's disease and why a major focus of how I work with that is decreasing inflammation. Without going into the long and short of it, there's a neat little study that just came out that shows that even mild infections hasten the decline of Alzheimer's. And what they're talking about is a little chemical messenger in the body called tumor necrosis factor alpha. Now, in terms of the immune system, this is what we call a Th1 cytokine. I'll give you the short reason why I'm even saying that. The immune system can kind of be broken down into two pieces. You got a Th1 and a Th2. You got to have both to have a normal immune response. But in many of the people, 90% of the people that I see in my practice for different chronic neurological metabolic problems, they've got a shift, as we call it, or a dominance. Th1 or Th2 has become more dominant than the other. And this is what we call an autoimmune condition or a functional autoimmune condition. In Alzheimer's, what this new study shows is that even when someone gets a little bit of an infection and their Th1 system bumps up, they start to decline very rapidly. So what that tells me is one of the things that we focus on, that I focus on with Alzheimer's, is the immune system. Now, it amazes me that people know stuff like this, but no one thinks about trying to work on the immune system. Instead, they want to give them different medications to work on acetylcholine, but they ignore the immune system. And I will tell you that if you've got a loved one that you're concerned, maybe showing signs of early dementia, early Alzheimer's, you need to perk up and listen to this, because what this is telling you is that the immune system plays a profound role in if whether we're going to be able to halt the progression of Alzheimer's disease, which is kind of a garbage pan diagnosis, just like fibromyalgia. Just like a lot of other things, it's just a label. It doesn't tell you what to do. I can show you three cases right now of people with early Alzheimer's disease. What they had was an inflammatory problem that would be helped and was helped by what we did with them. So if you've got someone that you know, mom, dad, grandma, who's early, you know, got early Alzheimer's dementia, that was me being texted. We'll edit that out. So if you have someone in your family that you're concerned about Alzheimer's, early dementia, what you need to do is find someone that can take a functional immunological approach. And the next thing I would do is I would put them on a gluten-free diet, because it is not going to hurt them. And if you know me at all, the posts that I've put up, the research is there. It's a huge factor in so many different problems. The only thing it's going to do at worst is decrease the levels of inflammation in that person's body, which can only help them. So your ears should perk up if you know someone and you hear the study like this. It was published in the September 8th issue of Neurology. It says short-lived illnesses or conditions that cause inflammation outside the brain, are associated with a marked decline in memory function. This is another message I try to teach the doctors that I train. Inflammation out here will cause inflammation in the brain. And that's probably a topic we should talk about at some other time. But just know this. You got to focus on the immune system if you're really going to help these people. Focusing on acetylcholine and that stuff is great, but it's not the only thing you have to look at. So I just couldn't wait to share that with you. We'll talk to you soon.